In a world where geek opinion rules, it's time for Movie Talk on We Got the Geek.
A killer of killers. Nice outfit. Not sure about the face, though.
I just want him.
Well, you can have him.
I see you have made your decision. Now let's see you enforce it.
Welcome to another rip-roaring, pulse-pounding edition of the We Got the Geek Movie Talk. And unfortunately, our friend T-Bird won't be joining us this evening on account of a slight case of death. Anyhow, this week, sitting here in the theater with us, with Case, Stu, and I, first up, we have a talented young lady who I'm pretty sure can build a bicycle out of string and a stick of gum, Miss Shannon McIvor.
I think she can.
No, I don't think she can.
And next up, we have a funny young man who recently kicked ass in Russia with his dad, Bruce Willis, Mr. Dave Quirk.
Yeah, I did.
And tonight on the program, we'll be talking about crows and cartoon horses who sound an awful lot like Matt Damon.
Oh, that's true.
It is true. Did anyone here have a chance to see the Kick-Ass 2 trailer?
I did.
Yep.
I know Case Dude did. She fell asleep the first time.
I fell asleep for a lot of things.
I don't think I asked you, though. What did you think of it?
I'm looking forward to Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
As I love him.
Didn't even sound like Jim Carrey, though, which might be a good thing.
I didn't even realize he was in it.
Yep, he is amazing.
Colonel Stars and Stripes, I think his name is.
Whatever.
So he has a pet dog.
Yes, who likes to bite Chew. Testicles. It's definitely a few years later because, I guess I had to explain why Chloe Moretz is grown up now. She's just a little kid in the last one, right?
Yeah, she's only like 12 in this one?
15.
Did you say 15?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still swearing, though, so that was good.
Yeah.
I can't believe you still wanted to dress up Diana like that a couple years ago.
That would have been an awesome Halloween costume.
Diana would have nothing to do with that, though.
No. Jerk kid.
Look like the guy playing Kick-Ass, Aaron Johnson, has worked out. He had some abs on him. Not that I was looking at it too close.
Okay! Things I didn't notice, but my husband did. Awkward.
Kick-Ass was in some good shape.
Okay.
And it was definitely the Red Band trailer. I don't know how they could have gotten away otherwise calling McLovin by his character's name.
True.
I like the last one. It was good. Guys?
I haven't seen the first one.
Oh, then you're in for a treat. Superheroes, I swear.
I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. And then I tried reading the graphic novel, and it was way too close to the movie. I was like, I already saw this, so I couldn't read it. So now I can go back and read it, because I don't really remember that much of the movie. I should go back and read the graphic novel, and then read part two before I see part two. Yep, that's the plan. Gonna get some reading done.
Yeah, John was saying, you read?
I bought a comic book last night. Shut up.
You did. Archie meets Glee.
Mm-hmm.
Best crossover of all time.
Until Archie Zombies, yes it is.
She's not kidding. There's an Archie Afterlife comic coming out where he fights zombies. Or he is a zombie. They haven't declared yet.
I don't even
yet.
Know. Just Archie and zombies.
No, so much crazier than Archie fighting the Punisher, I guess. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that should be coming out soon. So I feel like we should talk a little bit about the Richard Dean Anderson situation.
There's a situation?
Well, just to back up a little bit, the first time I ever heard about Shannon, Kath said, there's this cool girl I know at work whose last name is similar to MacGyver, and she actually likes MacGyver.
There's a girl in my training class, and her last name is MacGyver. That is so cool.
And then we've talked before about the different episodes, and we all watched the reunion special at one time. But they announced last week that Richard Dean Anderson was coming to Fan Expo, and he doesn't do conventions ever. And Fan Expo was so god-awful horrible last year. The crowds were bad, the food was bad, just a bad environment. I swore to God I was never going back. And I said on record 2 or 3 months ago that the only way I'm going back is if Richard Dean Anderson shows up there. And lo and behold, never now I'm eating my never. Words. Yeah. He wouldn't even do Stargate conventions in Vancouver, so I'm really surprised he's going to be there. Now, Kath was telling me, you want to go all 4 days, Dave?
They have a gaming thing that if you win, it's the 4 days. And if you win, you win a TV. And I play video games a lot. So I was like, I could go all 4 days and I'd win a TV. And the cast's like, okay, you can have the 4 days, but I get the TV.
He didn't tell me he was trying to win a TV.
I don't remember saying you had to give me a TV.
Lies.
I kind of remember. Why would you give me the TV?
No, it Did was because I...
Oh, because I had to get you the days off.
Yeah.
That's what it was. I had to use my magical manager powers to get him 4 days off. Of which I would be paid a TV if that happened.
Okay.
See?
But even
I was like, why would I do that?
But even you're excited about going, and you haven't been in 3 years.
Yeah.
Which shocked me as soon as you wrote back all giddy and excited, and oh my god, it's MacGyver. And I personally think that Mac here has to meet MacGyver. That it would blow my mind. And Elvis, too. Elvis has to meet MacGyver. Now, the only question is, if you guys were to get an autograph, would it be MacGyver or the Jack O'Neill photo?
That's a hard one. Because I was more, like, I've watched every episode of Stargate SG-1. I loved him in the Stargate series, but my last name is MacGyver.
Yeah, that's a quandary.
So, both?
They always have, the celebrities always have a good display of different photos from their careers you can choose. And sometimes it's ridiculous, because I went 2 years ago and we went and talked to Bo Bridges, who replaced Don S. Davis on Stargate. He was General Landry. And we walked up to him and he had a whole table full of photos. And it was, here's all my Stargate stuff. And it's a sci-fi convention. Here's some other movies I did throughout the years. Here's my Desperate Housewives work. I'm like, yeah, that's why I'm here. I want your Desperate Housewives photo. Can you sign me one of those?
He's done one episode of Desperate Housewives.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he even had like a whole story arc. One episode.
And he must have had at least five photos from Desperate Housewives.
He was the main part of that episode.
Yeah, he was the handyman. So Kath jokingly said, well, I hope Richard Dean Anderson has Facts of Life pictures, because he was on one episode of that.
It was a very important episode.
Now, I need a MacGyver with a mullet picture, I think, for him to sign. So the only way to go.
I guess.
And I'm just saying right now, I'm going to be like a little girl shaking if I meet him. Because I grew up with him watching him on TV, and I get nervous around the big celebrities. Except Bryan Adams.
You can tell him your cool MacGyver story.
Which one was that again? I know you just reminded me, but I'm old and I forget things.
We weren't going to get married until I had all the copies of MacGyver on tape for you.
And I still married you, even though you failed that task. You love me.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, MacGyver. And they've announced since that Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead is going to be there. He plays Daryl Dixon.
Yeah.
So the celebrity list is pretty big.
Oh,
so
he the...
Daryl.
Big buff one.
Bow and arrow guy.
Yeah. Bow and arrow guy who ate a squirrel once.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, and Sulu's going to be there too.
Also eating squirrels.
I don't remember the Star Trek where he ate squirrels, though.
There's got to be one.
Sure. On a similar note, not really, Ian Ziering has pulled out of the Niagara Falls Comic Con, so no Steve Saunders there this year.
Good thing I met him in 1991, 94.
I have a question. What sort of commitments does that guy have?
Maybe there's another Bob Stores opening somewhere that he has to go to.
Okay.
That's what I saw.
I can understand that 20 years ago when he was on TV... Joey Jeremiah's still there, though, thank God.
True story.
True story. So why don't we take a break, and we'll come back, and I guess we'll start with The Crow, and whether or not I will actually like this movie that Dave recommended to me at one time. So we'll be right back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
All right, we're back. I'm sitting here with K-Stu, Mac, and Diehard, better known as Kathy, Shannon, and Dave. I'm sorry, she said it was okay. I asked her permission beforehand. I said, will Dave beat me up? She said, no, you have to do it.
But she didn't say you wouldn't beat you up. Well, she just said, no, you got to do it.
That's true, too. Okay, I take it back. Anyhow, so we watched The Crow from 1994, which is somehow a movie I've missed.
We're also trying to figure out how it was your favorite movie if you were still a toddler, if you will.
I'm assuming you saw it when you were older, not four, when it came out. So I'm into comic book movies, and I'm pretty good at keeping up to date on them, and I've somehow missed this one. And it turns out it was pretty good, actually. Even you kind of said it wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah.
So Dave, how did you discover this movie, and why did you like it so much?
It was Halloween a while ago, because it was the whole thing behind the movie is Devil's Night. So it was a Halloween movie that came out, and I was just like, oh, well, I'm going to sit and watch this movie. And it went from, I'm going to sit and watch this movie and do something else, to something else can wait, this movie's amazing, and I need to watch this. So nice. And I just liked the storyline behind it and the action, like the action and everything to it. And I was like, this is actually a really good movie. And then just some of the jokes that Brandon Lee was cracking throughout the movie, I was like, these are actually like really dark but really funny jokes. So I just enjoyed that. And from then on, it was like, I really like this movie. So it kind of became my favorite movie.
It's cool. So it is based on a comic book that came out in 1989. And I was just reading here. It's by a guy named James O'Barr, who wrote it as a way of dealing with the death of his girlfriend, who died at the hands of a drunk driver. Didn't know that. And there's been several miniseries and series throughout the years. Three sequels and a TV show as well, I guess. Which I have to ask you right off the top. Are any
Six
of the
seasons in a movie?
Yeah. Are any of the other movies worth watching? Have you seen them all? Or?
I saw City of Angels, and it was kind of one of those where it's like, oh, they're explaining. Because the thing with The Crow is like, you don't really understand why he's able to come back and stuff like this. It's not really explained.
Right.
And then in the second and third movie, it's just like, here's like the whole backstory to it. And I'm like, oh, I like the mystery. And
oh, I didn't need to know that.
No, I didn't need to know, like, you had to do this and that to get this to happen. And it's just kind of like, no, I like the mystery to it. And just like the storyline behind it in the first one, they kind of wrecked it with the second and third.
Yeah, the first thing you said as soon as we were done was, this movie doesn't need a sequel.
No. Mm-hmm.
Which, not really. He wrapped everything up. He went to a better place. Who's taking care of his cat, though? The little girl? Because that's all
Probably.
I was worried about.
He said, like, you didn't know how he got the crow powers, but I didn't leave the movie going, oh my god, but why?
Yeah, we were getting into this movie so much that we actually had to change TVs. Like, about 15 minutes in. We had a TV down here. TV we were using upstairs was way too dark, so you couldn't tell what was going on.
The color was just way off.
Yeah.
On anything you watched on the TV, like, if we watched My Little Pony, it was way too washed out and white.
Homer Simpson had a white beard the other day, yeah. I noticed.
So, we're trying to watch The Crow, and it's dark to begin with, because it's all happening at night, but to the point where the screen was black.
And you were getting angry.
I'm like, seriously, I don't even know what's going on right now, because all you hear is, like, running and rustling and stuff like that. Because at the beginning, it's all the flashback scenes, so it's like, I don't know what's going on! So, yeah, we were watching at, like, 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, go downstairs and get the other TV, and, like, switching out TVs and bringing TVs out to the curb. And then it was like, oh my god, I can see what's going on now.
And he has a white face?
So, yeah, thank you to The Crow for letting us change our TV.
Yeah, because you've been mentioning it for at least 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, it finally just got to the breaking point. I'm like, I can't watch this.
Surprised you didn't put your foot through that TV. You were so angry. In a good way.
And then got up this morning and the TV wasn't on the lawn anymore. Sorry, whoever has it now.
I was joking, saying they're going to bring it back once they realize how bad it is. I liked all the action scenes in this and the way he did away with each of the criminals. Mm-hmm. Especially that guy who he put about 5 or 6 knives in.
Yep.
That was awesome. And stole his coat.
Mm-hmm.
And who else? The one character that drove me nuts was the
mom.
Well, her at first, and then that last guy he killed, the last guy in the gang, the crack guy on crack who, you know, he's gonna come get me next. The ghost is gonna kill me.
Yeah,
I'm glad the ghost got him because I was tired of hearing him. What else? I enjoyed seeing all the different blood crows and fire crows that he was making on the ground in the wall. That was cool looking. What?
Funny.
You what did you call it?
The Daredevil fire?
Yeah. Or the Batman Dark Knight Rises fire.
Daredevil did it first.
I think we have to play the Who Did It First game.
Actually, the crow did it
the
first.
The crow did it
there
first.
We go.
Yeah.
But I didn't see the crow, so Daredevil did it first.
Simpsons did it.
Yep.
Nice.
The Simpsons probably did do it if we go back.
Probably. There's probably
something that Bart drew in fire.
A Bartman symbol or radioactive man. I kind of like the fact that he was pals with Ernie Hudson and he just showed up at his house after he killed a couple of guys and chatted.
Ernie Hudson in his boxer shorts.
And his cop hat.
You're still wearing your hat.
Oh, have you sat down and watched this with Dave yet, or have you ever seen it, Shannon?
No, I've never seen it.
Do yourself a favor. It's actually not a bad movie.
It actually wasn't that bad. I've been avoiding it for
20 years.
19 years. Because, like, everybody was seeing it. Everybody was saying how good it was. So I was like, no, you're overselling it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The white
face. So
I just
have stayed away from it for 19 years. And then Mr. Quirk comes along and says, you should watch this movie. Okay, now I have to. But let me change my TV first.
Yeah, like you were saying, it didn't really make us feel like going out and watching the other ones, though.
No, I didn't get to the end and go, oh my god, I can't wait to see the next one. It was, wow, that was a really good story. It's done now. The end. Plus, knowing that Brandon Lee died while he was making this movie.
Yeah.
Like, because I read up after, but like the scene that I thought it was, and I was like, oh my god. That's creepy.
Well, because some new guy didn't check the gun to make sure it was all right.
There was a bunch of mistakes along the way.
Yeah, leading up to that, yeah.
But yeah.
Somebody actually died in the movie?
Yeah, the lead actor.
Oh, wow.
Died during the filming of this movie.
They used live ammo instead of blanks.
That'll do it, I guess.
At one point.
No, it was, they overpacked the blank.
Well, they bought live ammo.
Yeah.
And then they took the gunpowder out, but not the starter stuff. Mm. And then they took those out and put the blanks in, but forgot that there was one in the chamber. Like, really? You handle guns every day on a movie set? But it was like a new crew that was doing it and all. Like, just one mistake after another. And yeah, they killed the lead actor.
Yeah.
That's
so, knowing that, and knowing there's a crow too, and I'm like, it's a different guy? Like, that's pretty much when you can say, we don't need to make any more of these.
We'll just
make two more movies in a TV series.
Yeah.
Well, I'm watching this thinking, wow, this guy could have had a pretty good career because he was pretty good in this. And, of course, his dad was Bruce Lee, who also died in weird circumstances.
Yeah. So, just creepy.
Is it a different character then in the second one? It's not Eric?
In all of them, it's a different character. It's like a completely different backstory and everything in each of them, but it's like the same idea behind it where, oh, Buddy's girlfriend died and then he died and he comes back and avenges them. And that's the whole story behind the next two. But the thing is, like, in the second one, they go into more detail as to, like, how he came back and why he's able to come back and stuff like that.
Okay.
And it's, like, the stuff you don't really want to know.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it was better with the mystery. And is that crow just indestructible? Because he got shot and nothing happened to him. The bird. Oh no, he lost his crow powers. The bird's dead.
The TV series was back to the original character, though, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It was, and I told you who played him, right?
Yeah.
You guys ever watched?
Did you watch the TV series?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
So there's this guy. What's the name of the show anyhow?
Okay.
Top Chef?
Iron Chef.
Iron Chef. You ever watched Iron Chef on the Food Network?
I've seen like trailers.
The American version. Because originally it was a Japanese show, and there was a chairman and this whole like backstory of why there were Iron Chefs. And then when it came to the States, it's the chairman's nephew that's in charge. And he's an actor. And he was in the Crow TV series. He's also on Hawaii Five-0.
And he was one of Ronan's buddies on Stargate Atlantis. He was on a few of those as well. Because I remember watching it going,
yeah,
oh my god.
Vancouver.
Dude, guess who just showed up on Stargate? The guy who gets excited about food products. Yeah, he played the same guy, Eric, in the TV show.
I kind of want to watch it just because it's the chairman. I just want to see the chairman running around.
Now, if that's not bad enough, I just read here that in the third Crow movie, Edward Furlong was the Crow.
Yeah. Yeah.
The kid from Terminator 2 who's always in trouble with the law.
Yeah, there were actually, like, some big names in the other ones. Mia Kirshner was in the second one. And Iggy Pop.
Kirsten Dunst.
And then Edward Furlong, David Boreanaz, and Tara Reid.
Oh, I like David Boreanaz.
He was Angel and not
Ew.
Bones.
Oh, oh. Uh-huh.
No.
He's from Buffalo.
Is he really?
Yeah.
And you didn't want to buy the Angel puppet?
No, because
he's from Buffy, too.
Because he looks like a guy from Buffalo. There's a reason I had to come to Canada.
Because you wanted to get it.
You didn't want to live there.
I didn't want to end up with a guy and look like he's from Buffalo.
Wow. I kind of want
to... You've seen my ex. Come on.
Oh, Gary Busey. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, honey. I kind of want to track down the original graphic novel now to see what was different between that and the movie. It sounds like it was a lot more graphic and violent in the book. Have you ever read the book, I guess? Or no?
We shall track it down.
Yeah, definitely. And it was like a big, huge hit. It grossed $50 million in its run. So the guy could have had a really good career. It's a shame, really. And Ernie Hudson, did he ever show up for the sequels?
It was $50 million U.S., by the way.
Okay. $50 million
U.S. It's funny because Ernie Hudson's in like a lot of movies, but he's never remembered for anything else but the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
He's the Black Ghostbuster. He didn't do nothing.
Oh, that's funny. That is funny. So I'm glad I watched it finally. So thanks for recommending that, Dave.
No problem.
The gang had the worst names, though.
Oh, yeah. Tintin was one of them.
T-Bird, Funboy, Top Dollar.
Oh, you know what was a cool effect? When the morphine came pouring out of the lady's arm.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. And then she wanted to make eggs.
Captain Hook?
That might have been the comic.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember a Captain Hook. The pawnbroker was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else was cool? When he loaded up the shotgun with the rings and shot it at the gasoline, that was awesome. I think I jumped up at that point and went, oh my god, that's cool.
It's just got interesting.
Oh, god. Yeah, it was great. I'm going to actually go back and see what other comic book movies I've missed over the last 19 years now. Because that was pretty awesome. And I recognized the Stone Temple Pilots song that was in it.
So there you go.
So there you go. So I'm going to give this one, I think, five arms with morphine pouring out of it out of five.
Ew.
Kat?
Four shotgun loaded rings out of five.
Dave?
Five bad jokes out of five?
Oh.
See, there was just some stuff I didn't buy.
Oh, what didn't you buy, actually?
Like, what was he all of a sudden just playing guitar on the roof or something?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like...
He was a musician, though.
I know, but all of a sudden we needed to have a musical interlude. Like, it turned into a music video at that point. And then it went back to the story.
I'm sorry. That guitar solo was amazing.
Was pretty
good.
But
did it belong there?
Yeah, sure.
You know what? The guy's been dead forever, and he's just like, you know what? I just really want
to
play my guitar.
Forever was a year.
I've been buried for a year. I want to rock out now. I got some time before I have to kill the next guy.
I killed three out of the four guys I need to kill. You know what? This calls for a guitar solo.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then, like you said, he had albums, yet he was living in this crappy apartment.
He had a record album.
Just some stuff didn't really jive so much.
Why was the little girl still using records? It was 1994 at this point.
Because her mother sold the CD player for crack?
Oh, probably.
She couldn't find anybody to buy the record player.
The pawn shop didn't want it. He had enough diamond rings to last forever.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Well, I liked it. I liked it a lot. Not enough to see part two, but it was pretty cool.
I probably have to go see part two.
Really? It's on Netflix.
Just so that I love part one more. Be like, okay, I'm going to stop complaining about part one.
Yeah, don't do it, because we've gone through this before with sequels and stuff.
You gotta come back and be like, okay, I want to change my vote to 5 shotgun kill rings.
5, give it 6. 6 out of 5.
Anyhow, it was awesome. I recommend it. Everyone else in the world has probably seen it, though, so.
Yeah.
Other than me.
Except for
Shannon. Shannon hasn't seen it. We're not the last one.
Dave, sit her down and make her watch The Crow from 1994. Do it. Peer pressure.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Call the kid cool kid, yeah. Alright, so we're...
I'm not a cool kid.
Oh, you're cool.
Thanks, Kat.
She gets an automatic pass with the MacGyver thing.
What?
That's how it works.
No!
If you have a cool-ass name...
My last name was also the name of a TV show, and I don't get an automatic pass for anything.
No one remembers Rhoda.
Shut up.
Rhoda was... Valerie Harper. Started off on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And then, why did she have her own show? I never saw her own show.
It was a spinoff. She was a single gal in the city. It was before Sex in the City.
And her doorman was the guy, and this ties into the former conversation, doorman Carlton, I believe was his name, was the voice of one of the Ghostbusters on The Real Ghostbusters.
Oh.
The Bill Murray role.
Okay, nobody knows that.
He was Garfield as well.
He was the voice of Garfield.
Which, funny enough, Bill Murray was the voice of Garfield as well.
And I actually made that connection when the movie had come out and stuff. But, yeah. So, I'm going to pass.
All right, you get a pass for your Rhoda single gal on her own TV show.
And her sister was Julie whatever, who was the voice of Marge Simpson.
Julie Kavner.
There you go.
We're old.
We are.
Anyway, let's take a break. And when we come back, we will talk about... The animated feature, Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. And maybe we'll see if Diana wants to come in for that one. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Face front, true believers. John Ballmer is an independent artist and illustrator. He has contributed to several indie comics published by Alterna Comics and more, and is able to draw in many styles and genres. John also does commission work in sizes ranging from 3x5 inches to 11x17 inches and even larger. Add some original art to your personal collection or surprise someone with a drawing just for them. Check out his work at drawnbyjohn.com and his Facebook group, Drawn by John, The Art of John J.C. Ballmer.
All right, we're back. We're sitting here in the We Got the Geek Studios here with Dave and Shannon, making their debut on the new program.
Yay!
We're glad to have them.
Happy to be here.
And when we were trying to search out a second movie, Shannon mentioned she liked horses. Were you the one that owned a horse?
Yes.
Okay. Cool.
I have an Appaloosa.
Nice. So then we started shooting back horse movies, and the only thing I could think of was Spirit, which you've actually seen.
Yes.
So, perfect. Dave, have you ever seen Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
I made him watch it.
Oh, okay. Then it's only fair she watched The Crow.
So far.
All right. So we saw this movie a long time ago. It came out in 2002. I actually own the soundtrack. And at one
point...
Gee,
why do you own the soundtrack?
I'm a fan of Bryan Adams.
Yeah. Well, it is a good soundtrack.
It is. Get off my back. See what I did there?
I did.
So, I remember at one time when the movie came out, there was a spirit stuffed animal. I'm just bringing this up again because you probably will. And I thought it was going to play Bryan Adams music, or at least talk like Matt Damon. And I squeezed it and it was a loud horse noise. That's my spirit story.
Shut up, I wanted to be the song.
I thought it was going to be. It didn't say otherwise.
No, we were saying in the car today, it could have just been like the voice of Matt Damon going, I'm a horse! But it wasn't.
Yeah. That would have been easy. So it was a DreamWorks movie, came out in 2002. About a Mustang stallion living in the Old West. And it was Matt Damon narrating. We were supposed to believe that he was the voice of the horse, I guess.
Of course.
We watched it with Diana today, who was angry that the horse didn't actually talk.
She's watched way too many My Little Pony videos.
Yeah.
So she's used to her horses doing their own talking.
Yeah. And she also had a problem with the horse being orange. She kept bringing that up for at least the first 20 minutes. And she made up little songs about him being orange. And then had a problem with the girl horse who had the white face. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. James Cromwell did one of the voices. Babe the Pig's owner. Good with pigs, not so good with horses, apparently.
No. But it was funny because I kept, like, I can only hear him as the owner of Babe the Pig. Mm-hmm. So he's, like, yelling at the troops and everything. I'm just like, stop, be nice. You're nice to the pig.
And I can only hear him as the guy who invented warp speed in Star Trek First Contact.
No, it's Babe the Pig owner.
I believe he was Jack Bauer's father as well at 24.
He was as well.
So it's a nice little movie. It's not your standard animated feature. It's more realistic than anything else, I guess.
Yeah, it's not like a bunch of dinosaurs looking for...
And singing.
For the Green Valley or anything like that. Love that movie, though.
That's such a good movie.
The first one. I know! The first one.
The first one.
Not the 72 that followed.
No.
The only thing I found weird about the Spirit movie was the fact that he had eyebrows.
Okay, because it was bothering me.
Oh.
And I'm like,
horses don't have eyebrows.
The horse has eyebrows. But I'm like, okay, maybe they're just trying to show him, like, as a young horse, because it was beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But then he grew up and still had eyebrows.
I don't think I even noticed that.
I haven't spent a lot of time around horses, but I never noticed eyebrows on horses so much.
No, they're very all over. They don't have eyebrows.
Huh, I'm gonna have to go back and watch that now, just for that. It's like the Ewoks blinking now.
Why the Ewoks don't blink?
Well, did anyone here ever notice that the Ewoks blinked?
No.
I guess George Lucas did, because they put out the Blu-ray last Christmas, and one of the features he had to go back in and add was the Ewoks' ability to blink.
Because they didn't before?
I guess. I never noticed.
And it detracted so much from the movie.
It did. I was like, damn those Ewoks not blinking.
Damn those damn robot-eyed Ewoks ruining everything. So maybe they did the whole movie, and then they were like, this horse isn't showing enough emotion. You know what he needs? Eyebrows. Did they go back in and digitally add the eyebrows after, in post-production?
Probably.
There's just an animator drawing an eyebrows on every one. Okay.
Now, it looks like this movie did really well. Considering the fact when it was released, it came out within the same 2 weeks as Star Wars Episode II and the first Spider-Man movie.
Oh, and we did see it?
Well, we rented it, like, maybe a year or so later.
I think we saw it on
the
Movie Network after.
Yeah, the Movie Network.
Yeah.
When we had that. I couldn't wait to hear the Bryan Adams soundtrack, I guess.
My sister got it for me for Christmas. She's like, it's a horse movie, you'll love it. I'm like, okay.
Done and done.
Done and done, yeah. Diana's other big disagreement was, well, it's a DreamWorks movie. They made donkeys talk. Why can't they make this horse talk? She's growing up too fast. That's what it is.
But then she was, like, so sucked into it.
Yeah, she couldn't take her eyes away from it.
She, like, got down on the floor in front of the TV to get closer to it, to watch it. And it was like,
she said she liked it at the end.
Oh, and the part where he became friends with the Indian boy. Diana had a problem with that.
Oh, jeez.
She didn't
understand. Why can't the horse be friends with Indian boy?
She didn't see the part where the horse went to India. She's like, so the horse went to India? No, not that kind of Indian. Are they in India now?
I remembered that we, for some reason, owned the Indian boy toy from McDonald's from then. Don't know what happened to it. Don't know why we got that and not the horse, but...
Where is he?
He's not down here.
It's like, where's Waldo? Where is he around in here?
Where's the Indian boy? Diana probably
is
still
he
has
next
it.
Is the Yoda puppet?
No. He's hanging out with Green Lantern.
Is he making out with Elektra? Where is he? I think we probably got it because we were trying to get a horse toy.
Yeah.
They were a lot of horse toys, so we got Indian boy. Not from India.
Yeah.
Did he have a Russian accent, too?
So.
Oh, yeah.
So, no, we were watching another movie with an Indian guy. An Eastern Indian with an Eastern Indian accent. And then I'm trying to do it. And Jay's not saying anything. And I go, my Indian accent sounds like Russian. And he goes, a little. I can't do an Indian accent.
I thought you were just saving up that impression for when Dave was here tonight.
From Mother Russia? No, that's just my Indian voice. I can't do an Indian accent. I try at work and it doesn't work.
Okay, Dave, so as the last person in this room who had yet to see that movie, what were your thoughts?
I liked it.
You said cautiously.
No, see it.
No, it was a good movie. I don't know much about horses, so it was, from my understanding, was like, what Shannon was telling me was that they actually captured the natural movements of the horse really, really well.
Okay.
So that was like the one thing I was looking for. I was just like, moving like a real horse, or is it doing something weird? And then she pointed out the eyebrows, and I'm just like, now I'm doing staring at the eyebrows.
Yeah.
I'm just staring at that horse's face. It'd be like this action scene where it's like jumping around and getting away. I'm like, no, he's raising his eyebrows right now. Those should not be there. But
it's like Groucho Marx with a horse.
I'm glad I didn't know that before the movie. I would have been in the same boat.
How did you not see it?
I wasn't really, I don't know.
I'm glad maybe I didn't say anything.
Maybe didn't realize that horses weren't supposed to have eyebrows.
Because then I'm like, maybe I'm just imagining it.
But now I notice whenever I see a real horse, I'm like, does it have eyebrows? No, it doesn't have eyebrows. So.
Well, that was like when we went to John Ballmer's, and his dog is a girl dog, and I swear to God, she has eyelashes, like long eyelashes. And I'm like, my dog does not have long eyelashes. My dog is a boy dog. So then I was thinking a whole animation thing, like, the girl animation versus boy animation for any animal. Like, the girl has the long lashes. So I come home, and the first thing I do is, like, stare at my dog's face, and I'm like, you have them, but they're not long and pretty like Bulmer's dog.
Did you then go and grab Lady and the Tramp and watch him be like, they did! Lady has long eyelashes. Tramp doesn't.
So fascinated by the dog with the long eyelashes. Shannon,
how fun. Oh, well, now I see. I like when they cut his hair, too. That was good.
He has eyebrows.
Dog's got eyebrows. Horse.
Whatever. Oh, goodness me. Yeah, it was a good movie. It was good seeing it again.
Yeah, I liked it. I was surprised we hadn't watched it with a kid.
I mentioned it a couple of years ago to her.
Seeing as much as she loves horses.
Yeah.
But she's fascinated by pink and purple ones.
Hey,
yeah, Jay kept saying, like, yeah, this horse doesn't have a cutie mark. This is a real horse.
Yeah. Shannon, did you ever see, what was the name of it? My Friend Flicka?
Oh, Flicka. I think it was just Flicka? Was the movie name.
Okay.
I think that means yes.
Because we were going to watch one of the Flicka movies today.
Well, the original was, like, from the 40s or something.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one.
And then there was a remake in the early 2000s with Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
And I think that's the one you've seen. Yeah. But then the one that was on Netflix was a direct-to-video one with Clint Black. So I'm like, I kind of need to watch the Clint Black one now. Clint Black and his wife and his daughter. I need to see this.
I think so. I think so. Any other horse movies you could recommend?
The Man from Snowy River is an older movie, but it's actually a really, really good movie. That's probably it for horse movies.
Oh, what about The Black Stallion?
I don't think I've seen that. Black Beauty always makes me cry. There's a couple versions of that movie, and all of them make me cry.
Man from Snowy River. With Kirk Douglas.
Oh, by the way, speaking of
crying. From 1982.
Oh, speaking of crying.
It doesn't mean it's not a good
movie. I love that that is classified as an old movie. And then Return to Snowy River 1988.
It wasn't as good.
With Brian Dennehy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, Jack.
You forget it is an older movie to these guys.
Never.
It's okay.
Well, I'm old.
So speaking of crying, I thought I would tear up a little bit when they took the horse away from his mother. Because anything with kids and stuff like that, I get all weepy about now. Okay.
Mentioning horse things, and Quirk looks up pictures of Sarah Jessica Parker.
She never used to look like that. She was all right looking in striking distance. You know, the movie with Dave's dad.
Boat cop.
All right, so... Oh, I guess the thing that also bothered me, and I don't know why, was... I really liked that Indian boy. He was a good guy. Never took the time to learn his name, but...
I don't know that he had a name in the movie.
He was Indian boy.
He was just boy.
Yeah. Anyhow. Kathy, you have your rating for Spirit?
I'll give it 5 horse eyebrows out of 5.
I'll give it 4 freakishly orange-colored horses out of 5. Dave?
4 non-talking horses out of 5.
Shannon?
You guys took all the easy ones. I'll give it 5 Indian boys out of 5.
Cool. So we'll take another quick break, and we'll recap, and we'll be right back.
And now... a word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Kristen is a geek at heart, and most of her creations are nerd-themed. She makes everything from Captain America earrings to video game-inspired necklaces and everything else in between. Check out Kristen's amazing work at www.wasabeads.com or visit her Facebook group, Wasabeads Custom Creations.
All right, we're back. Sitting here at the round table with Shannon, Dave, and K-Stu. Myself, I'm J-Stu. So we were just going to mention some of the TV shows we watched this week. I don't think I knew you were actually following The Walking Dead, Dave.
I'm not really. My cousin is, and I usually get in right when the new episode is like 10 minutes in, so I never know what's the starting.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool.
You've never seen the opening credits for the show.
I have no idea what happens at the beginning.
Rick who?
Yeah. So, but yeah, I kind of have a good understanding of what's going on with it. I do like it. My kind of joke for it is that it's talking with the occasional zombie. So
pretty much. We won't spoil too much about last week's episode, but Rick and the governor finally meet up. And basically
it's a showdown.
Yeah, well, the whole episode is them discussing on how they're going to handle things and how they're going to be civil towards each other. And they both have definitely opposing views.
Yeah.
And while this is going on, some of Rick's crew are outside with some of the governor's crew, and they're sort of getting along, actually. So the disturbing thing was the wimpy doctor guy from the governor wanted to see Herschel's stump. Oh, a zombie bit you there? Can I see your stump?
Dude. Can you buy me dinner first?
But I think that there's... perfect episode leading up to what's going to happen in the last 3 episodes. Obviously, there's going to be a big battle of some sort.
Perhaps.
And you saw the Morgan episode a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
That was probably one of my favorite episodes of the season, I think. And they got to trust Michonne, finally, and stupid kid had to go back and get a photo from a bar.
Stupid kid.
No, actually, Carl stepped up this year. I like Carl. You were mentioning you don't mind Carl this year.
Yeah, I couldn't stand Carl last year, and this year, I don't know if it's because the kid's actually older, so he's not a whiny little brat, or because they're actually doing something with his character now, or a combination of both.
Yeah.
But I actually don't mind him now. Now.
Well, he's not leaving the house when Carl's staying in the house. Okay, where's Carl? Not in the house.
Not in the house.
What's the source of all the problems? Oh.
It's Carl. Throwing rocks at a zombie who's in a swamp.
Carl?
Oh, boy. How about Comic Book Men? Do you watch that one at all, the Kevin Smith show?
No. I've heard about it. I wanted to watch it because I like Kevin Smith, but I haven't gotten a chance to.
Kat's actually just showing us a photo on her phone, which is a composite of Home Alone and Carl from Walking Dead.
The zombies in the background.
That's actually pretty well done, actually.
It's on our Pinterest.
Yeah,
TV.
I was shocked to learn that we have a We Got the Geek Pinterest.
Yes, yes, we do.
And while we're at it, let's pimp the iTunes and the YouTube channel, which was set up in the last week.
And our Tweety.
And our Tweety. Casper Van Dien's following us. I just can't stop saying that.
It's true. Casper Van Dien.
The star of Starship Troopers. And the funny thing is, you weren't following him, or we weren't following him.
I just figured, okay, I followed him, so now he's following me. No, or us. But it's like, no, he just followed us, and then I went on to his, and I was like, okay, well then I'll follow you too. Casper Van Dien's following us, unprovoked!
You know what would have been awesome? He was at a toy show in Hamilton this weekend.
Yeah.
We should have gone there and asked him why he was following us.
Why are you following me?
Casper Van Dien.
Just gotta be super hostile about it too. Not even Casper's like, hey, just notice me. Like, no, why are you following us?
Stop it. Don't make me get the authorities involved. I know the guy from Die Hard.
Oh, we know Jai.
Come on, old.
And then you just come up behind me. Hi, I'm the guy from Die Hard. No. Not so much.
Not so much. It is a good day to Die Hard, though.
Maybe Dave could get a movie deal with Casper Van Dien.
Could be.
Like, no, Jai is just a stage name. I'm going to sign my real name. Don't worry about it.
Would you like to make these checks out to cash? That's my mom's nickname for me.
I'll get you time off from your day job for it.
Yes.
I'll get you time off your day job to make a movie with Casper Van Dien.
Okay.
Nothing like Starship Troopers 2.
No.
I couldn't tell you. I haven't seen the other Starship Troopers movies.
Don't. You're lucky.
Are they pretty bad?
Oh, yeah.
They can't be unseen.
Oh, jeez.
Terrible.
That's a shame.
And it was like, what are those movies like? They're like, okay, well, we need to put some nudity in here, so we're going to put it in the most random places and make it completely unnecessary. And it was bad.
Like, Starship Troopers 1, it's like, oh, we're all going to have a shower, and everybody's naked. This one is just like, oh, we're just going to pan the camera by really quick, and naked chick. And, oh, hey, look, there's something else going on.
Oh, something else.
Yes.
Jeez. Well, I was going to ask you, since you were spot on with your recommendation for The Crow, anything else you can recommend to us?
Uh-oh. I feel like I'm being put on the spot.
Not Starship Troopers 2.
Mm-mm. I had one. And I was like, oh, if you guys like that, you'd like this. And then I forgot what it was. Can I come back to that?
Yeah, that's cool. we actually had to watch The Leprechaun last week. You ever see that horrible film?
No.
Don't.
Count your blessings.
No, I haven't seen it. I was a door-to-door vacuum salesman. And in order for me to sell a vacuum to this family, they're like, this is cool and all. And they had, like, everything set up like I normally do to sell a vacuum, and they had the TV on it, had the opening screen to The Leprechaun, and I'm like, this looks really dumb. And I'm just like, what's that video? And they're like, oh, it's The Leprechaun, have you ever seen it? I was like, no. They're like, well, we need to spend an hour and a half, sit down on this couch, grab some popcorn, and watch this movie. I'm like, I'm gonna try and sell you guys a vacuum. They're like, no, we have to watch this movie first. And they were like huge diehard fans of this movie, and I'm watching it like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen.
Please tell me they bought a vacuum.
Oh, they did.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, it was they worth did. It. I think they felt bad for me for putting me through that.
That was like a happy ending to that movie, then.
There's no happy ending to that movie. Especially when they made a second one.
There were 7 of them, actually.
Yeah.
They tried to get me to watch the second one. Like, did you like that? I was like, and I'm trying to sell them something. I'm being nice. I was like, yeah, it was an okay movie. And they're like, okay. Well, you have to see the second one. I was like, no.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was Jennifer Aniston's first movie, too. Not that that's a selling point or anything.
Yeah.
All right, so Comic Book Men. I'm trying to remember what happened this week. Do you remember? Well, I think we watched a couple of them.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused. I don't remember which one.
There was an auction for their friend who was trying to raise money for his medical bills.
Was that the older one?
Yeah. And that guy had every single important comic from the 60s right until now. And he had the first Spider-Man, first Fantastic Four. I think he raised enough for his medical bills at the auction, too.
Yeah, they did raise enough.
You don't expect to tear up at a Kevin Smith show?
No, not at all. But I did notice that Walt will have, like, really good questions that he'll ask the guys, like, while they're just sitting around in the shop. And I'm like, Jay, you need to steal these questions and do these for the geek survey. So we've started actually writing them down. It's like, no, you need to ask these questions. And then Kevin Smith will ask questions when they're sitting around. I'm like, that's also a good question. You need to ask that one.
And it's really bad because it's like questions my friends and I would probably like have conversations about.
Yeah, for sure. Like we went into Pulp Comics today and the guy behind the counter is just like sitting there reading a comic book. And then I bought $2 $1 Adventure Time pins. Well, I got them in my purse. I got to remember to give Diana hers. And I was like, oh, here's a big sale for the day. And he's like, nope. Somebody just came in and bought one die. So I was like, oh, I need a die while we're talking about it. So I go and I grab a 20-sided die and I put it down. And it comes to like $2.70 or something. And I was like, how much is the dice? And he's like, oh, they're 50 cents each. Because I thought they'd at least be like a dollar each. Yeah, 50 cents each. I'm like, somebody came in and just spent 50 cents on the dice. I'm like, oh man, my sale's like four times that. But he was like sitting there reading a comic book. And I was like, it's really good you don't work on commission. Kind of the dream.
Yep. And yesterday you got a big Silver Surfer for the back window of the car.
I did. At Sketchbook Comics and Games, they had the bobbleheads. I don't even remember what the name of them are. They're the big, like, puffy-looking bobbleheads. So I got a Silver Surfer for the car. He's going to go in the back window. I just haven't figured out how to rig it up yet. I'm like, okay, I have to have it. Now I don't know how I'm going to rig it up. I'll MacGyver something together. Nice. See what I did there?
Well, you do have Shannon here.
You're Shannon. Go!
I'll figure something out.
Duct tape, knife.
It's going to be rubber bands, and it's going to have something to do with that baby seat latch in the back window.
And zip ties.
I was thinking zip ties, too.
He would probably carry that in his arsenal in the modern times.
Yeah. I now have my reusable zip ties that I love. They are nice.
Oh, honey.
I'm a nerd.
That's what nerds you. What else did we watch? Community?
Oh, with Changnesia?
Changnesia. Chang faking amnesia, basically.
Yeah. He's faking it.
He's fake. I said that right at the beginning, too.
You did.
And I think we also watched How I Met Your Mother with the big weekend at Barney's scam.
Because his name is Barney.
Not Bernie.
You'll get it.
It was funny, though.
It was the second of three times that Weekend at Bernie's 2 has been mentioned in, like, the last two or three days.
Yeah, which is odd.
Everybody just keeps mentioning Weekend at Bernie's 2. And it was different conversations, and it wasn't, oh, on How I Met Your Mother, they're going to talk about it. No, it was completely separate conversation. Like, why does everybody keep mentioning this movie that I haven't seen and won't?
Oh, you haven't seen the second one?
No, I saw the first one in the theater.
I saw the second one years ago.
I don't need to see the second one.
Yeah, he's a zombie in it.
Yeah. He's a reanimated corpse.
He's a reanimated corpse, which is a zombie if you think about it. He didn't eat flesh or anything like that. That would have been funny if he ate Jonathan Silverman.
No. And Andrew McCarthy.
Oh, goodness me. What else?
I don't know.
What else did we watch? We started to watch a movie.
Yeah, we can talk about that when we actually talk about that movie.
Yeah, we won't do that. That's wrong.
I think that's it.
All right, we're going to wrap things up then. So thanks to you guys for coming on down and recommending Spirit and The Crow. And we'll stay away from Starship Troopers 2. And Leprechaun 2.
And Weekend at Bernie's 2.
All right. So on behalf of Case 2, Shannon, and Dave, and the late, great Eric Draven, I'm just going to say it can't rain all the time. And always remember, we got the geek.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.